Consent calendar items.
Senate Bill 34, an act to eliminate differential treatment between insurance licensees and to allow monetary penalty in lieu of licensure denial. And Senate Bill 37, an act to change the expiration period for certain temporary cosmetology permits.
Items on the consent calendar were voted out, reported out of committee with no dissenting votes and are not subject for debate. Only questions for clarification purposes are appropriate. There will be one vote taken on all bills. Are there any questions? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is, shall the items on the consent calendar pass? As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Elbers?
Aye.
Benson?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Brose? Senator Brose?
Aye.
Senator Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Dunn Jim?
Aye.
Dunn Rebecca?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Flowers?
Aye.
Frederick? Hangey,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Ham,
aye.
Huttmacher,
aye.
Cleven,
aye.
Klocek,
aye.
Lang,
aye.
Lawler,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Paisley,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Rounds,
aye.
Schoner,
aye.
Staggers,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Valandra,
aye.
Vitter,
aye.
Whiting. Madam President, ayes 34, excused 1.
The consent calendar items have received a majority vote of the members-elect and are declared passed. Are there any questions on their titles? Hearing none, the titles are deemed correct. Second reading of bills.
Senate Bill 35, an act to provide for additional grounds for an order of ineligibility for a surplus lines insurer.
Senate Bill 35, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. We heard this bill in the Commerce Committee, and for those of you who did not have the opportunity to hear the testimony or perhaps are not familiar with the insurance industry, a surplus lines insurer is an insurer who is not licensed in this state and who typically offers high-risk insurance. Some examples of that may be you have a once-a-year carnival situation like we do in Mitchell with the Corn Palace Week. Or you might have an ongoing activity that's highly dangerous and susceptible to risk, like the people who run the helicopter rides out to Mount Rushmore or something in that line. That's the kind of insurance that we're talking about, and typically you have to go outside the state to get that kind of insurance. The poster child for surplus lines insurers would be Lloyd's of London. So those are the kind of people that we're talking about. You have to get that insurance through a licensed broker, a person who's licensed in South Dakota. There's a couple of things that are pertinent to this bill. First of all, the only way that the Division of Insurance can now say to a surplus line insurer, no, you cannot come into the state, is if your reserves are not of a sufficient level. If you haven't paid taxes in the past, they can't consider that. If you've used unlicensed brokers in the past, they cannot consider that. If you're under investigation in